Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. Oh, how is everyone doing? I hope you guys are doing well and staying healthy and happy. And we are in Mercury retrograde, and I've noticed some things with my electronics. I don't know about you guys, but I hope everything's running smooth. We've had some glitches over here, but it's all good. I have a really cool guest today, author Neil Elliott, on with his book, Higher Road, Cleanse Your Consciousness to Transcend the Ego and Ascend Spiritually. And I'm going to bring Neil out in just a few minutes. For those of you who are tuning in to my show for the first time, I am also an author. And my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. There are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards in my book, and I include writing exercises to help us get clear on what we want to manifest, and I have a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest career, health, love, money, and so much more. If you're interested in doing some inner work and doing these fun exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, if you go to your favorite bookstore, you can find my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. Each week, I share a Magic Monday message, and it's an image of one of these manifesting postcards that I photograph. I receive them, and then I photograph them with an affirmation. And I like to focus on that affirmation for a week. I tap into the energy of that affirmation, and I keep repeating it to myself, and I work with it to increase its power, to become a new belief that I incorporate into my life. That's how I like to work with affirmations. And since I'm a visual artist, I just add my visual spin on it. And this week's manifestation affirmation is a special delivery. Now, this is a postcard that I recycled. I did this last year, and I wanted to bring it out again. And I believe we need to think of ourselves as special. Too many of us don't take the time and care to take care of ourselves as we should. We don't realize what a special delivery we are to the planet. And what do I mean by special delivery? I mean you. You are a special delivery to everyone in your life that loves and cares for you. Too many of us forget to tell those we love how special they are to us. Many times we only really acknowledge it when it's too late. The person is no longer with us, and we go all out to have a big service and celebration of that person. I always think we should do it before the person dies. Of course, we don't know when someone we love is going to die or even when we're going to die, but we can do a celebration of life when we're alive instead of a birthday bash. I mean, a birthday's fun, but we should do a celebration of life bash, and each person can tell you how much you mean to them. Wouldn't that be nice? We would see how special we are to those that love us. Anyone who is hearing this can think right now how special someone is they love. Pick someone who you love that you cannot imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have them in it. I know we have more than one, and you can do this with each person who you love. And when you have that person, I want you to imagine what your life would be like if that person left your life. I bet you would feel a twinge of pain in your heart imagining them leaving your life however they would leave it. It could be through ending the relationship or dying. It would be so painful, and you would see all the ways they were special to you. Your parents, your children, spouse, lovers, best friends, they're all special. Some of these connections are so deep, we feel blessed every day that we have them. Ask yourself how many of those same people feel that exact way about you. I would bet it's mutual. I'm always amazed at how little we value ourselves. It seems to be an undercurrent that runs in humanity. I don't know why that is, or if it's something that is passed down through generations and keeps perpetuating and showing up in our energetic DNA. It's a cosmic joke that we get put on this planet to have all these amazing experiences, yet we think we don't deserve any of it. It shows up on such a global scale how little we value ourselves. It's astonishing. Think about it. If everyone on this planet really saw themselves as the special delivery that they are, do you think we would see so much suffering? I don't. We would see a very different world. So please see yourself as the special gift you are to this world, and that we all inhabit it together. It will make the world a better place. If you want to see my Magic Monday messages with the affirmations, go to my website, Postcards to the Universe, or on any of my social medias. I post them each week. Please check them out. Let me know what you think. And if you want to create a manifesting postcard, I tell you how to do it on my website. Send it to me. I'll help you if you need help. I just want to say a big welcome to a new show here on Om Times Radio. It's called Shooting the Shift with Elizabeth and Marilyn, and these ladies are amazing, and you're really going to enjoy their new show here on Wednesdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. Elizabeth is one of my very good friends, and I'm really excited that they are joining Om Times, so check them out. Okay, next week I have Tara Chatsakis, is a law of attraction practitioner, an entrepreneur, podcast host, author, and a business startup coach who is passionate about helping women create the confidence, mindset, and know-how to build their own business. Tara is here to be your cheerleader, motivator, and butt kicker. Her life's purpose is to show the world the best and most effective way to create whatever they desire using a variety of techniques and processes. And her approach is all-inclusive, as she believes that there is a way for everyone to become spiritually enlightened and to find the path that will be their life's passion. So join me next week to meet Tara. All right, let's get to my amazing guest today. So let me tell you a little bit about him. D. Neil Elliott found himself depressed, anxious, and fearful. He felt trapped. There was no way out. Searching desperately for a sliver of hope, a reason to keep going, he found a higher road. More accurately, it found him. And as he traveled that road, he discovered a 7-step process that transformed his life. Elliott's book, A Higher Road, Cleanse Your Consciousness to Transcend the Ego and Ascend Spiritually, was born. Neil's desire and his new mission in life is to share the knowledge he gained and the process he used on his journey to self-awareness, together with the blueprint document he discovered that was instrumental in transforming his life. He wants to give you the tools and opportunity to empower yourself, transform your life, and draw peace, joy, love, and prosperity into your personal situation and environment. And Neil believes that as more and more people follow this higher road to true spiritual perfection, a new era of love and peace will be drawn for everyone throughout the world. And if you want to find out more about him, if you go to his website, it's www.dneilelliott.com. That's NEILELLIOTT.com. Welcome, Neil. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to our conversation, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So I finished your book today. Wow. That's some powerful stuff, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I didn't know any of that going in. Okay. And we're going to get into what that is in a bit. But before we do, why don't you share a little bit about who you are, your background, and what brought you to write your book, A Higher Road?
Okay. Well, I'll keep it short. I was born in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I've lived across Canada in various places. I'm currently 61 years old. I have my wife and I, second marriage. We have 3 children, and my daughter has 5 kids, and all of those grandchildren live in Texas. I'm a professional engineer, and I have a master's of business administration, which doesn't really mean anything except that I've worked in the corporate world for, ever at this point, and predominantly worked in the hydroelectric industry, building dams and powerhouses and transmission lines and distribution lines, those kinds of things, just to get electricity to people's homes. Mm. So, yeah. So that's a little bit, that's a high level bio. The first part of my book is a biography, so you'll learn a lot more about me.
Yes, you do, actually. And you had a very challenging and sometimes very painful childhood, which you are very open about in the first part of the book, which I thought was interesting because a lot of writers don't share that much detail, which you did.
Well, I wanted to, part of this process for me anyway was, after this journey came clear after a year and I had transformed myself from my deep depression, suicidal depression, to this place of peace, absolute peace and love and joy, I wanted to shout this information, this process to the world from the rooftops. And I thought, yeah, you know, most people are going to think I'm a, you know, a bit of a nutcase and should be locked up. So after a couple of years, I decided the best way to do that is to write a book about it. And so I use my, the first part of the book's a memoir. I use that snippets of history to illustrate how we all create our every tomorrow and every experience that comes into our life, be it things we enjoy or we just merely endure. And so I use that as an illustration. It's I hope it's not, you know, it was a little bit oversharing for me in terms of my privacy. I'm a very private person, but this information from my perspective is so vital for the world to change its current state of consciousness. To get us to a place where over the next generations, and whether that's 100 years or 300 years or 500, I don't know. It's going to be a bit of a process for everybody. But if adults can learn this process, they can teach their children from a very young age. And if children are taught this when they're young, they will be more centered and more connected with the source of our being, or, you know, the divine, whatever you want to call that. And they will manifest unconditional love for everyone and everything. So all of the thing about racism and color and place of origin and education or not education or living on the street, you know, will become inconsequential from in terms of how we view people. We will view them all with this love. And in order to do that, we need to start now to start, you know, shifting people and getting the younger generation, this knowledge to the younger generation so that they can live happier, more fulfilled lives.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why when I was thinking about this week's manifestation, about how special we are, I mean, you get into that in very deep ways, and we'll talk more about that in just a few. But before we do, I wanted to not skip over this because I thought it was really important. You were seriously considering suicide as an option. I mean, you were married, you're with your wife that you say is the love of your life, and you, I know things weren't great, but what made you believe that suicide was maybe your only option?
That's a good question. And it's, you know, so depression, at least for me, I can speak to it from, I'll speak from it from the eye, because I can't speak for it for anybody else,
course,
but I suspect it's similar. I suspect it's similar.
Sure.
It comes on really slowly, and it, and it reinforces itself, and you get in this cycle, and when things are not going the way you hope they go or want to go or are striving to be different, you know, it snowballs. It's like a snowball going down the hill, and it just picks up more and more momentum and more speed. And I just, I got to the point where I just felt trapped financially. From a work perspective, I was trapped. I was working a lot. I was traveling a lot. I'm a consultant. So as a consultant, you tend to, you know, statutory holidays and, you know, vacation days and stuff like that is essentially non-paid work. So you ignore a lot of that, or at least I did. I ignored a lot of that because I was always striving to try and get ahead. And so you don't necessarily take the time and, you know, you're always trying to be the best you can be at your job. So that becomes stressful because as a consultant, if, you know, typically if you screw up once, you know, that's probably the end of it. You're not going to work for that client anymore. So you never want to, you always want to put your best foot forward. You always want to be as good as you can in doing the job that you're doing. That's how I was. And that just became so incredibly stressful. And there seemed to be no relief from it. Now, as I say in my book, that doesn't mean we had a bunch of good times and, you know, we traveled to Europe and museums and all the things that we loved. But that was an overwhelming mindset. And no matter where you go, you carry your mindset with you.
Right.
And that becomes your view of the world, your perspective of the world. And, you know, it's just you start to create that and manifest that in your life.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so, even, so I got to this point. So,
go ahead.
Sorry, Melissa.
No. Go ahead. Go, please finish, please.
Oh, so I got to this point where it's just, you know, it looks like our house was going to sell after, you know, being on the market for over 6 years. And I thought, okay, now is the time. With the sale of the house, we'll be able to clear that debt, and my life insurance would secure my wife's financial future. Because, you know, quite frankly, I was making her life miserable as well. Now,
sure,
she didn't know anything about me committing suicide, and it was a bit of a shock to her when I finally told her after a couple of years, which, you know, was not a good conversation.
But she knew, yeah, of course, but she was next to you, so she knew how depressed you were. She could feel that, of course. Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, the depression, I don't think she really knew how depressed I was. She could see it in things that came out, you know, fears, anxieties, phobias, all of those kinds of behaviors. But depression, you know, you can hide it.
Yeah.
A person that's depressed can really hide it. We all put on this facade. You know, we all, you know, we're all actors in our life.
Right.
And we can put forward whatever front we want to put forward. That's important for congenial relationships and stuff, but that's not the stuff that matters. What matters is how you think about and how you feel. That's what matters.
Yes, exactly. Okay, good. So this is a good place to stop, because when we come back, I want to dive into your book, and I want to talk about how Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me, was a real big inspiration for you. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a couple minutes with Neil Elliott.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. I have author Neil Elliott on with his book, A Higher Road, Cleanse Your Consciousness to Transcend the Ego and Ascend Spiritually. So, Neil, before the break, you were talking a little bit about your background and how sad and depressed and all this stuff that was going on in your life. And you even mentioned in your book that self-help books were not really doing much for you. But you talk a lot about Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me, and how that inspired and helped so much. So you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So very quickly, I read lots of self-help books and lots of great authors. And I'm sure many people have read most of those authors. And they all offer good advice and processes. I just couldn't make any of them change how I thought.
Sure.
So when I read Anita Morjani's book, mm-hmm. which I recommend everybody read, she describes consciousness in a way which I had never imagined before. And her experience of her near-death experience and what she described. So Anita, at the age of 46, I think she was, after 4 years battling an aggressive cancer, went to the hospital and lap in a coma. She arrived at the hospital. The doctors assessed her and said she's not going to make it through the night. She woke up 24 hours later and said she's going to be perfectly fine. And within 2 weeks, they couldn't find a trace of cancer in her body.
Right.
Her book is about that story. And the really miraculous thing for me about that story was her description of her experience during her NDE and her new understanding of what consciousness was. And that we weren't judged. So she had some key messages. We come from unconditional love. And we're not judged after we pass away. So for me, when I read that, I went, okay, well then that I had this nagging Christian doubt about committing suicide. Mm-hmm. But when I read that from her, I didn't really understand it, but it gave me a little bit of hope that if I committed suicide, I would mm-hmm. not be judged for it. Mm-hmm. So that's what gave me the permission to actually go through with the suicide. But coincidentally, I had to come across this other material, which I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
that.
Well, it's interesting. It's almost like when you said, you mentioned this in the book, when you said, well, I can always commit suicide. So let me just put that on the side for right now. Let me just investigate this first, because you kind of knew that was always there for you as an option. Right. But you said, let me just explore some other things. And you talk about, the seven steps in your book, and you also talk about the stuff that feeds our mental diet. And I was like, yep, definitely understand that. And I know how science is now backing up all of this consciousness that we're talking about. So let's talk about the consciousness. All right. Talk about the letters. What are they?
Okay.
So let's, because people are not going to understand. The letters. Go ahead. Share what the letters are. Yeah.
I'm not going to, okay. So the way my book is created, imagine that you have a plant that's dried out and the soil is totally parched.
Okay.
You can't take a watering can. If you take a watering can and dump the whole water into that pot, it's going to just overflow because it's going to sit on the top and then just overflow on your floor.
Right.
So
right.
the way my book is constructed and the way this blueprint document is constructed, that, so I'm not going to disclose the name of it, but and there's reasons for that, but you know, it's a little bit, so with that plant, you're going to put a little bit of water in it to try and break down the hard surface, and then you'll pour a little more in after that happens, and slowly you start to you know, kind of get water to penetrate through the whole soil. So my book is constructed that same way. We talk about consciousness and what we're doing, etc. Then we go into this process and, you know, we go through step one and then step two, I introduce this other material. And this other material is constructed the same way. You have to read the document, but you have to approach this document like a little child. And full of wonder and curiosity with no prejudgments. And and in order to do that, so I've constructed my book to open you up so that you are as good as at least I can do it and what I've written, open you up to the point where you will accept reading this material. And then my goal is you read, so my recommended approach is you read my book from cover to cover. And assess whether the seven steps make sense to you and it's something that you'd like to do, and then go back and start with step one. Or if you haven't read any of the science books I talk about and any of those findings, you may be better off to start with some of those findings. That's going to be up to you. And then go through step one through step seven. So when you get to step two and I introduce this other material, I want you to be as open to receive it as you possibly can, because this is an individual journey. This is not anything that you talk about with your friends or talk about with your spouse or your kids about that this is the journey you're on. You need to do this. At least my recommendation is you do this in a very private way. And the reason for that is because if you talk to people about the things that I'm going to talk about in the book and in the print document, they're going to question you and they're going to, you know, make opposing statements to the things that you're saying, and they might call you a little bit nuts or, you know, whatever nice language they're going to use. That will create doubt in your mind. And as soon as you create doubt, you create consciousness barriers to learning the material. And if you create those consciousness barriers, you will set yourself back immeasurably in terms of your spiritual progress. And so what I want people to do is come at that as open as they can, and then go through that material slowly and methodically. And if there's anything that you read that you're going, oh, I don't know about that, a little bit about, you block that from coming into your mind as your best you can, use an affirmation, however you're going to do it. But you don't dwell on the doubt. You dwell on the things that you can understand and grow with. And then the remaining steps, there's a process with all of the steps. And, you know, the book, my book essentially walks you through that. The final chapter of my book is my experiences as I went through this process. And I tell you, it is just, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, you describe it and it's laid out. So so some people's books, you know, you can open anywhere and you can start anywhere, and that's the message for you, but not your book. Your book is very laid out very systematically, and I understand now why, after reading it, right, why that is. And you mention in the book that reading some of these other authors who are talking about the metaphysics and spirituality, but are also showing how science can now measure a lot of what you're talking about, right, is a good place to start, because it plants the seed in our mind that there is now, because as us humans, we need physical evidence, right? A lot of times we don't believe something unless we have physical evidence of it. So now science is starting to catch up. So you recommend some other authors first that you can kind of get an understanding of what they're talking about with the changing of our consciousness and how that changes our life. And you say, what do you mean? What do you mean changing your consciousness changes your life? You know, a lot of people hear this for the first time. And like you said, they think you're crazy. Well, really? It's that easy? Well, it's that simple. But no, it's not that easy.
And that's a good phrase. It's that simple. It's not that easy.
Yeah, exactly. So you start there, which I thought was really interesting, and you lay it out very systematically for us. But I have to talk about when you call them the letters. We have to mention what the letters, where the letters are, or to really kind of dive into more of what I want to talk about. So I'm going to let you share what you want to about the letters that you think people could understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, and let me tell you that it's a bunch of material that I have compiled and I've put into a document. So it'll be a free PDF document that people will be able to get access to as they go through this process.
Right.
And so it's not other stuff that you have to purchase, but I've formatted in a way which is much easier to read than the material that I was introduced to. Mm-hmm. This material is branded in a way which would initially turn a lot of people off, and that's why I want to open people up to be receptive to it. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, this is going to sound a little bit weird, but it's from...
Not to my audience, It's not to my audience, I'm telling you. So go ahead, okay. Let's say it. So, yeah, you're all good.
let's call it the metaphysical Christ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's information that, so if you can imagine that, then it's information from, you know, one of the highest sources. Mm-hmm. And by highest sources, I mean that it is information that we don't have concepts of here on earth because of how and why we were created. Mm-hmm. So this document goes through and describes what there was before the Big Bang, the impetus for the Big Bang, and then goes through a very methodical and descriptive information or sharing of how we were created, and then how, so the ego is a tool of creativity. It is the tool of creativity, and it is designed in a way with a purpose. It enables us to come back lifetime after lifetime and learn the lessons we need to learn until we finally wake up to realize what we're doing to ourselves, and then start that process of transcending the ego. The information that's provided in this blueprint document is crucial to the shift in our consciousness in order to prevent us from self-annihilating, because we are in a path of self-annihilation at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see this by the anger and the condemnation and the denigration of people around the planet, by the wars, by all of the hate and animosity that is being expressed, be it based in racism or, you know, gender or places of origin. And so this book is really about consciousness, and the blueprint document is about consciousness. And it's about what consciousness really is, what we are in reality, in manifested form on this planet, where we go to after we die, and why we keep coming back and being reincarnated. And it's so logical and it's so rational. Like, I'm an engineer, so my book's laid out in a way which is, you know, kind of technical. I need information in order, I need factual scientific information to be able to start to shift how I think. I feel other people, it would benefit other people to have that kind of logic and that progression. Then, you know, kind of Anita's experience, which is outside of that realm of science, but now gives you an insight into consciousness, which is different than what science thinks consciousness is. And then I introduce you to this other document that will explain to you what consciousness really is.
Yes.
And so I think the key thing here is we are not matter imbued with consciousness. We are consciousness made visible through the descent of vibrational frequency of electrical particles. We all know there's nothing solid under the sun. There's nothing solid in the universe. We are energy.
Right.
And this process will open you up to understand how and why that came about, and then how we create these blueprints that manifest things in our life that we don't even know we're doing. We're doing it ignorantly and unknowingly until we understand these mechanisms.
And usually then
you have the opportunity to change that.
Painfully. That's why we want to change it. Right?
Yeah. So the, you know, So suffering creates the opportunity for people to open up and ask questions. Why are we here? You know, throughout my life, it's like, okay, why am I here? What's the point of this? And the more depressed I got, it's like, okay, you know, I'm done with this because there is no point. I'm working like crazy. I'm not getting ahead. It's like, I don't see anything positive out of this.
Right.
That's what opens you up to start asking questions about the universe.
Like why? Yeah, exactly. Why am I here? Why is this happening? What is the purpose of my life? All of those questions. And in the book, publish the full documents, like you said. That's a PDF that people can also get after they read the book. But you do go into and in detail some excerpts from the blueprint and the document. And there was one that I jotted down because I thought it was really significant. But before we do that, we're right at our second break. So let's take our second break here, and then we can get into a little bit more of what we're talking about this consciousness. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Okay, so Neil, you know, when I was reading it, this is my interpretation, and you tell me if this is correct. I interpreted them from reading the excerpts as Christ consciousness, not Christian teachings. Is that correct? And
that's absolutely true. Okay. And yeah, and you know, he will talk about, essentially he's going to talk about that evolution, mm-hmm. that religions need to evolve just like everything else needs to evolve. In
yeah.
short.
Yeah, because one of the excerpts it says, and this is quoted, you live in your own making. Your human mindset determines your world, your relationships, etc. It goes on. But basically, which is, you know, the way I talk about manifesting, and this is a very different way of talking about it, but that we are the creators of our own reality. And that's what I got from the excerpts in your book. Now, I haven't read the actual documents, but I am now interested in reading the actual documents. So I am going to go do that, and I am going to take your advice, and I am going to read it very slowly in little small pieces at a time. Yeah.
And I will, and I can email that to you, Melissa.
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Make your life
okay.
easier.
Thank you. Well, I looked up the little bit of it, and so I saw it, and I was like, whoa, yeah. So and I really want to clarify this because I understood it, and I think the people that listen to my show are the kind of people that will understand it all. Also, we're not talking about being Christian or Catholic or, you know, Jewish or anything like that. It's not religious at all. It's kind of like A Course in Miracles, which was downloaded. If people who are familiar with the Course in Miracles, you know, so it has a very similar feel to me on that. It's like they're called the recordings, or it was recorded. These messages came down. Is that
yeah,
correct?
So, yeah. So I think A Course in Miracles was also channeled, if you will,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whether that's the right word.
Yeah.
This
that's the word I use, channeled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And this information was, we'll say, channeled as well to a very mm-hmm. specific individual, which I talk about in the in mm-hmm. my book as well.
Right.
And its purpose is to, you know, this transcends all religions in the world. And
right.
There will be, there's likely going to be some, you know, devout Christians that will balk at mm-hmm. what is said in this information,
mm-hmm.
And there will be, you know, other religions that will balk at that, and
sure.
that's okay. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. has their own perspective of the world and their own view of the world, but I can tell you that if you're interested in being in alignment with the source of your being,
mm-hmm.
this is a path that works. I know this.
Yeah, because 100%, you've taken
I know this.
Yeah,
I've taken
yeah,
it,
I mean,
and it has transformed my thinking, and my whole consciousness is transformed in a year.
Wow, that's incredible.
And
I mean, there is verbiage. I mean, there is Christian verbiage, but it's not it's not religious. So I just want people to know that, you know,
yeah,
you say Father
yeah.
and God, and you know that is there, but that's not it's not religious. Nothing religious feels about it at all. And how did you end up actually coming across this? How was this presented to you?
You know, it was interesting. Interesting is a word. When I was seeking for something to, you know, I had read some recent books by Wayne Dyer and some other mm-hmm. authors. And as I was trying to shift my consciousness. Now, I didn't know that's what I was trying to do. I was just trying to have a different mm-hmm. mindset.
Right.
And great stuff, of course, but just could not, it wasn't mm-hmm. doing anything for me. I just couldn't make that shift in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for, if I recall correctly, I was looking for, I think, the I Am Discourses. And then I just, by happenstance, this document was presented to me. And it was very odd. And I would have run from it typically because of how it's branded and all of that kind of stuff. And I would have just ignored it entirely. But I read the first little bit and, you know, it promised to liberate me from my current thinking. And I thought, well, you know, I either commit suicide. So being the engineer, okay, I have a process here. I'm going to commit suicide. I can always do that later. Let's try this first. If it works, great. If it doesn't, you know, the suicide can always happen.
Right.
So that's
as crazy as that is.
Like that's, well, right. As crazy as that is, there's always the out. You can always
there's
do
always
it.
The out. Just, you can always do it. Right.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anybody should do it. I'm just
no. No, just telling your story, just your story. That's it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's just my story. That's it. Yeah. So yeah, it was just it. That's why I said, you know, I found it, but not really. It came to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you talk about the importance of your daily meditation practice. You said in a year how much your life has shifted, and you're meditating on these. Are you calling them teachings? I mean, would they be teachings? Would they be?
They're teachings. They're teachings. And you're going to be taught specifically what to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really, like you said, it's really simple and it's easy to do. But the big thing is you need to be dedicated and consistent and persistent. And you need to, you know, kind of understand this stuff. So when I first read this material, you know, I had an understanding of it. I can tell you now that my understanding of it after 4 years is entirely different. What I read, you know, for the first year or the second year or even the third year, I now have a much deeper understanding of it. And it's not that it's hard to understand. It's just that the spiritual words of enlightenment can never be fully comprehended or understood by a human mind.
Right.
And it takes, and the more you study this, so what happens is you'll be reading it, you'll meditate on something that you're thinking about for that day, consistent with that material. And one day it's like this shaft of light comes into your brain and you're into your mind and you just have a whole new insight about what that sentence or that paragraph means. And it's miraculous. Like as I went through this process, so I describe this in the book, you know, as you start this process, after a period of time, you know, you'll feel this opening at the top of your head, but I didn't know what it was. It just, you know, it's kind of felt different. And it took me a couple months to actually figure out, oh, that's what's going on. And it's essentially you're impressing new brain cells with new information, new knowledge. And it's this new knowledge and this direct connection with the source of our being that enables the entire cleansing of your consciousness and the rebuilding of that.
Wow.
I hope my goal is that everybody reads this and makes a decision for themselves. And if it's not for you, please pass the book on to somebody else and let them read it. And no colorful commentary, just, you know, let them discover it for themselves, whether it's going to work for them or not.
You know, well, it's like all of, you know, I always think of it, you know, with everything, any journey that we're doing that in this kind of work, it's always an inside job, right? You're always doing this work alone. It's always you connecting with consciousness and it's a personal journey. So can you share a little bit about some of the profound, maybe, I guess, aha moments you got from the documents or some things that you were like, wow, like, oh, I finally understand this. I know that's kind of a hard question to answer. Maybe you could just give like a snippet.
there's just so much.
Right, I know.
I call it a treasure trove of truths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the thing that really hit me was just the rational logic used to explain what science is currently, you know, what we have discovered. So what, 2,000 years ago, we have way more information about things from a scientific perspective or a molecular perspective than we did 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, just a mere 500 years ago, people thought the world was flat. Mm-hmm. And that curtailed their exploration of the world. And there was somebody enlightened soul that came along and went, you know, I think the world is round after, you know, whether it was Copernicus or you know, one of the other scientists that first, you know, postulated the theory of being round. And, you know, and that opened them up. So the only thing preventing people from exploring the world was the belief that they felt the world was flat. So we have the same issue. We are trapped in this human mindset. And what we think we can see, or what we see, we can measure, you know, we can compute, that's what we believe our reality is. And quantum physics, you know, they have theories and postulations about what is really true, but they are just theories and postulations, like an electron showing up and it disappearing and coming back. After you read this information and really digest it, and it's going to take you a while, you will actually understand how and why electrical particles came into being and what their purpose is.
Wow.
And electromagnetism is, you know, it is a tool of consciousness, is a tool of creativity. And we use it second by second, moment by moment, and we don't even know we're doing it. What you think about and what you, so you think with electrical impulses in the brain, you feel with magnetic impulses in your nervous system, and that center embonds those thoughts into a cohesive whole, which creates this blueprint of your future desires or aspirations or, you know, things that you may or may not want to come in to your life. And so what you fear greatly, you still create blueprints of all of these things. And when they have magnetized enough electrical energy, they will come into your life.
Be it, I know that.
In a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years. And I use an example, and I use an example in the book of how I unknowingly manifested a $60,000 hardtop convertible Lexus.
Yeah, you do just share that story. It's, yeah, exactly. A lot of times what we're unfortunately we're doing is we're manifesting more pain and suffering, and we want to get away from that. And you're and what I really liked about your book was you're showing us step by steps of ways to get away from that by tapping into the universal consciousness. And the way you describe it, it is, you know, it's technical and everything, but it does, it has science to back it up, which is really, really interesting. And we only have a couple of minutes left, so is there anything that you really want people to know about your book or you or your journey or what you've gotten out of it, anything you want to share with us?
I think the big thing is that this is something that I've personally experienced, and I want to share it with the world. And so my goal is that this is, you know, read by as many people that, you know, as possible in a shorter period of time as possible, because I think that there's a bunch of people out there that would like to understand how and why we create the circumstances in our life that we do, and then be on a path to shift that entirely, to bring joy, love, abundance, prosperity into their life in a way that they never dreamed possible. And I firmly believe that this is the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to know more about what we're talking about your book specifically and about the documents that we're referring to? How can they find that?
So the book is available in bookstores, on Amazon. It's called A Higher Road. Cleanse your consciousness to transcend the ego and ascend spiritually. You can get in touch with me via my website, which is dneilelliott.com. So that's initial D, then Neil, N-E-I-L, and Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T.com. All my social media links, et cetera, is on there. There's a free chapter available under my book. You can request a free chapter if you want to read that. And you can get it in ebook or in print copy from Amazon or your, you know, favorite bookstores. So And then, you know, read the book cover to cover and then make a decision for yourself. That's the key thing, you know, is read it cover to cover, make a decision for yourself, whether it makes sense to you, whether the science makes sense, and whether this new information looks like it's going to do something for you. And if it does, then I suggest you sit quietly. You can reach out to me, get a copy of this information, and then you start the process. I will, you know, if you have a question as you're going through this, please, you can get on, you can contact me through my website. There's an email at the bottom there, which is info@dneilelliott.com. And at some point I'll figure out how we can mutually support each other in this process.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating.
I haven't figured that out yet.
You will. You will. Well, it's fascinating, fascinating, fascinating stuff. Thank you so much, Neil, for being here with me today. And please check out his book, A Higher Road. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave. And as always, wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.